Welcome to Journey from Grief to Healing. Imagine a place where every tear is not a mark of loss, but a tribute to love, a spark that lights a path toward hope. Today, we shift our focus. Don't be sorry for what you've lost. Be thankful for what you've had. The Sufi mystic Rumi said it this way: goodbyes are only for those who love with their eyes, because for those who love with their heart and soul, there is no such thing as separation. In every moment of grief, there lies a hidden gift, a memory of love, a lesson in resilience. Healing is not about erasing the past. It's about cherishing every shared smile, every quiet moment that shaped you. When healed, you won't simply forget the pain. You'll transform it into a gentle strength, a reminder of a time filled with warmth and light. Poet Emily Dickinson wrote about walking through the darkness and eventually being able to see in the darkness. Her poem optimistically points out that the darkness has no power over us. Her poem is entitled, "We Grow Accustomed to the Dark." We grow accustomed to the dark when light is put away, as when the neighbor holds the lamp to witness her goodbye. A moment we uncertain step for newness of the night, then fit our vision to the dark, and meet the road erect, and so of larger darkness, those evenings of the brain, when not a moon disclose a sign or star come out within. The bravest grope a little, and sometimes hit a tree, directly in the forehead, but as they learn to see, either the darkness alters, or something in the sight adjusts itself to midnight, and life steps almost straight. Yes, life steps almost straight. That's what our lives are doing for us. Dark times happen, but our eyes become accustomed to the dark, and when they do, we are able to find our way through the darkness. Each step takes us closer to the light at first a distant spot, like a star on a dark night. With each step, the star becomes brighter, and soon it becomes our personal north star, leading us through the darkness toward the light. Dickinson's poem is a reminder that while the past may carry sorrow, it also holds the seeds of hope. Swami Vivekananda's poem, Light, suggests what we'll find when we emerge into the light. I look behind and after and find that all is right. In my deepest sorrow, there is a soul of light. That's true for you and it's true for me. In our deepest sorrow, light refuses to be put out. There's always a spark of light. And as we heal, that spark of light becomes brighter and brighter. As we journey through grief, let us picture a future where every morning brings a renewed sense of wonder, a lightness in our hearts that was once overshadowed by our pain. In the timeless wisdom of J.R.R. Tolkien, we hear, "You can only come to the morning through the shadows." As we heal, we'll discover that every sunset leads to a beautiful new sunrise and a morning that waits with promise for you and me. Poet A.A. Milne, creator of Winnie the Pooh, speaks to the lightness in our hearts once we dare to let go of the weights that are holding us down. His poem is entitled Spring Morning. Where am I going? I don't quite know. Down to the stream where the kingcups grow, up on the hill where the pine trees blow, anywhere, anywhere, I don't know. Where am I going? The clouds sail by, little ones, baby ones, over the sky. Where am I going? The shadows pass, little ones, baby ones, over the grass. If you were a cloud and sailed up there, you'd sail on water as blue as air, and you'd see me here in the fields and say, "Doesn't the sky look green today?" Where am I going? The high rooks call. It's awful fun to be born at all. Where am I going? The ring doves coo. We do have beautiful things to do. If you were a bird and lived on high, you'd lean on the wind when the winds come by, and you'd say to the wind when it took you away, "That's where I wanted to go today." Where am I going? I don't quite know. What does it matter where people go? Down to the woods where the bluebells grow. Anywhere, anywhere, I don't know. I love that. And I love the line in there that says, Where am I going? The high rooks call. It's awful fun to be born at all. Where am I going? The ring doves coo. We do have beautiful things to do. Yes, you and I still have so many wonderful adventures in front of us. We can't stop believing that adventures are not there any longer. They are there for you and for me, and our life is to be enjoyed and embraced and met with a smile. If we trust life, we may not be quite sure where we're going, but we can be sure it's going to be okay. Oftentimes, we can only see how things turned out in hindsight. When we embrace a sense of not knowing, continue to walk through the darkness, and refuse to give in to despair, we discover the capacity to open our hearts to again allow happiness and joy and love to enter. We can make each day a new spring and allow our hearts to burst into song. Thank you for being here, and until next time, keep your hearts open and your spirit uplifted. And remember, never quit, never give up. Good things are coming your way, that's for sure. If you're ready to continue this transformative journey, subscribe to Journey from Grief to Healing and join our community of hearts in search of hope. Every episode is a step toward embracing life's beauty, one that you deserve to experience every single day. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.